Today's Amud for Chazara is Yivamas Ayin Gimel Amud Beis. We're holding on Ayin Gimel Amud Beis, the third line from the top, Asur and La'inim. So we mentioned in the Gemara before, the Gemara quoted the Mishnah, that both when it comes to Maisin and Bikurim, Asur and La'inim, they're Asur to an Ayinin, as opposed to Truma, which is Mutter to an Ayinin. Reb Shimon said that Bikurim is also Mutter to an Ayinin, just like Truma. It's not like Maisir, which is Asur to an Ayinin. So says the Gemara, Minaluhu, what's the Makar for the Tanakama, that Bikurim is Asur to an Ayinin? Maisir says, Lahedya, but how did the Tanakama know that Bikurim is also Asur to an Ayinin? Says the Gemara, Dichsev, the Pasuk compares the two. It says, Lasucha l'acha b'sharecha, Maisir d'gancha v'sroshcha v'tzarecha, v'shumas yadecha. It says that you can't eat it wherever you are, Maisir sheni, and also you can't eat chumas yadecha, v'amar mar, chumas yadecha ili Bikurim, is referring to Bikurim. That both when it comes to Maisir sheni and Bikurim, so you have to bring them to Yerushalayim, to the Beis HaMikdash. There's a specific place you have to bring it to. You can't just eat it wherever you are. So it comes out that the Pasuk is discussing both Maaser Sheni and Bikurim in the same Pasuk. So once they have two things in the same Pasuk, we say V'iskash Bikurim and Maaser. It's a Hekesh. So you could compare the Halachas of Bikurim to Maaser. Ma Maaser Asur La'inin, Af Bikurim Asur La'inin. So we'll learn now from Maaser that Bikurim also is Asur to an Ainin. Whereas Reb Shimon, Truma Karina Rachmana, that Reb Shimon will tell you back that no, the Torah specifically calls Bikurim not by its name Bikurim, but Truma Asiyadecha, that it should be similar to Truma. Ma Truma Mutar Asur La'inin, Af Bikurim Mutar La'inin. It's coming to teach you that really Bikurim is Mutar to an Ainin. V'chayavim Bebir, also Maaser and Bikurim are Chayav and Beer. You have to destroy it, whatever's left after the third and sixth year, as opposed to Truma, which is not Chayav and Beer. Reb Shimon says that Bikurim is also Pater. Mar Makish, the Tanakama holds that we learn out Bikurim from Maaser. Maaser says Lahedya that is Beer, and we learn out Bikurim from Maaser from the above Hekish that we mentioned before. And Reb Shimon holds that we don't make the Hekish. The Torah calls it Truma to tell you that no, that it's like Truma that there's no Beer. V'asel levar man mituma. We mentioned that both by Maaser and Bikurim, there's an Isser to be mavair if the Maaser, the Bikurim, becomes Tameh, so you can't do beer. You're not allowed to burn it. You can't burn that, not the beer that we mentioned before, but you can't burn it, you can't benefit from it, as opposed to Truma oil, if it becomes Tameh, so you could benefit from it. V'aichel mitumas atzman like it. If a person eats Maaser Bikurim when it becomes Tameh, so then there's a Chi of Malkus, as opposed to Truma, it's Aser, but there's no Chi of Malkus. It says the Gemara Minalan. What's the makar that these things are asr by Maaser and Bikurim? Now we only really need a makar by Maaser, and then we have a hekesh to Bikurim. So what's the makar that these things are asr? Natani, we learned in the Braiser of Shimon Aimer, Loi ba'arti mimenu b'tame. It says when a person does vida Maaser, he says that they didn't burn it when it became tame. So you see lahedya first of all in the pasuk that there's an isr to benefit from it when it becomes tame. And also he says bein she'ani tame v'utar bein she'ani tar v'utame. Rav Shimon darshens in the pasuk that it's also talking about achila, that also when a person is tame he can't eat it, and also when the food is tame you can't eat it. Now v'heichan muzer al chilasa. Fine. So now we see that it's aser, but where do you see that there's a leisa say that it's chayiv malchus? So there Rav Shimon said any idea? I don't know. Now the Gemara says, what do you mean you don't know? Tumas hagav behedik sivbe. The fact that when a person's tame and he eats maaser, he's chayiv malchus, it's a leis, I say, that's a hedi in the Torah. It says, nefesh ha-shatiga bay v'tama ad-arev lo yoicha min ha-kadoshim ki im rachat v'sar v'mayim. It says, lahedi, if a person becomes tame, so he's not allowed to eat from the kadoshim, which we'll see later is discussing maaser sheni, he's not allowed to eat, there's a leis, I say, he can't eat maaser sheni. So it says, the Gemara hachi kami bayile. In a chanami, when he's tame, it says, lahedi in the Torah, that there's a leis, I say. But tumas atzmai minayin, that Shiloh was, is that how do you know when the food is tame that there's a lois asay? So to that says the Gemara Tamulaymar, we have a drasha, and the pasuk says by Maaser, and like we said before, Bikurim, now leisucha lecha b'sharecha Maaser degancha, it says you can't just eat it wherever you are. Well, halanu aymer, and by Bechar, which becomes the Balmum, so now it becomes chule, so the Torah says, b'sharecha teichalenu, you could eat it wherever you are. Hatame v'atar yachtav, katzvi ka'ayol, you could eat it even a tame and atar yachtav. Now, v'tanet v'er b'shmal, what does it mean a tame v'atar yachtav? It means afilu tame v'atar ayichon al shulchan echad b'kar achas, they could even eat on the same table, on the same plate. So when the tame person touches it, he's matame. And still the tar person could eat this b'char. Ve'ein al chayshishin, and there's no problems, because once it's a balmum, so it's completely chulin. V'kam rachmanan, so then, when the Torah says sharecha, we apply that, and we carry that over to the leisucha lecha b'sharecha, that it says by Maaser. And we say, V'kam rachmana, the Torah is saying that, Hu da'amir l'cha hasam b'sharecha teichal enu, hacha lay teichal. That which I said, that by Bechar, you could eat the b'sharecha, here, leisucha lecha b'sharecha, you can't eat a b'sharecha, you cannot eat it when it's tame, and so you see that that's a leis I say to eat the Maaser when it's tame. We said that by truma, if you have truma oil that becomes tamei, so it's mutter to burn it. What's the makar that you could benefit from it, that you could burn it? But Vido Meiser, he says, I didn't burn it when it was Tameh. Which teaches us that you cannot burn Meiser, but you could burn Truma. All you see from there, from Mimenu, is that there's something else that's Mutter. But who says that there's something else is Truma? Maybe there's something else is Hakdash, is oil that was Hukdash from Menachos. Says the Gemara, the fact that Hakdash is Aser is a Kavachaymer. I wouldn't say that it's mutter from the mimenu, because of chayra, we have a svara, we have a kavachaymer to say that it's aser. Because uma ma'isra kalam retayr le'ba'arti menu b'tamei, kaidish chamer l'kol shekein, if you're not allowed to burn ma'isr, then surely you should not be allowed to burn hekdish. Well, says the Gemara, if you're working in svara, in kavachaymer, so ihachi, if so, then truma nami kavachaymeru. Then truma also is a kavachaymer, that if you can't burn ma'isr, then surely you cannot burn truma. El, what are you going to say? No, we have mimenu to tell us that it's mutter. Well, Umar Reisa, how do you know that the mimenu is going on truma and the kavachaymer is asering hektish? Maybe the mimenu is going on hektish and the kavachaymer is going to aser truma. So says the Gemara, if you have a choice, which one should be mutter, which one should be aser to burn? Hektish or truma? So mistavra kaidish leim matina. It would make more sense, it's more logical to say that hektish is not excluded. Hektish is included in the iser of burning. It's not excluded. Shekein pancakes, because hektish is all these chumras of pancakes, pigol, nisar, carbon, mila, karis, vasal einin, has all these different chumras. So says the Gemara, adarab, but truma leim matina, shekein machbaz. Truma has a whole list of chumras also. It has machbaz, as misa, v'chaymesh, v'elapidyon, you can't redeem it. Ve'im v'asru lezarim, as opposed to hektish, where there's certain times where it's mutter to azar. So says the Gemara, yeah, but hanach nefishin. The ones by hektish are more, where v'ibayisim makaris adifa. If you look at which ones are comparable, it's the type of punishment, it's the einish. The einish of hektish is karis, the einish of truma is misa b'dei shamayim, and karis is more chumra than misa b'dei shamayim. It has a person dying young, and he doesn't have any children. So that's more chumra, so that's why it makes more sense to say that it's aser to burn hektish oil and that it's mutter to burn truma oil.